79 degrees. It's about almost 11 minutes after 9 in the morning. Joined by Mike Bradley and Gail Smith. Coffeeville Reawakening. Are you folks with Coffeeville Reawakening? Or
No, this is Coffeeville Summer Celebration.
Yeah, I knew that, but I also knew they were tied in with the...
They're tied in with us, mm-hmm. but Summer Celebration is us.
Okay.
And Coffeeville Reawakening is...
Coffeeville Reawakening.
They're one of our big mm-hmm. big sponsors.
But. All right, well, Gail, why don't you tell us what it is you want to share with us? I know this is my first summer here, obviously. So I know this is like the big doings in the summertime here in Coffeeville.
Well, it's Coffeeville Summer Celebration 2022. It takes place July the 9th, which is a Saturday after the 4th out at Walter Johnson Park.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge full day of events going on. We'll start out in the morning early with the 5K, the fun run. The car show, the car show people will probably start coming in early.
They generally do.
And
get the good spots, you know.
Through the day, we have, we're going to have our kitty car show at Cruise. We've got water slides coming back this year. Our daytime DJ, Drew Banzit and Andy Vale will be there through the day, playing music, making our announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Coffeeville Community College is having their Quack Class Duck Race again this year, which is a big event for
sure. Yeah,
for them. We've got Coffeeville Reawakening. They're selling raffle tickets. What it is. They're selling raffle tickets for the, it's like Shoot Haven, the VIP booth, we call it.
Right.
You can go up there in the evening, you'll be able to see the bands, watch the band, listen to bands. You'll be able to turn around and watch the
fireworks. Like a front row
show.
Center kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they said it wasn't up to 25 people, I believe.
That they could bring.
Mm-hmm.
Coffeeville Reawakening also is sponsoring this kitty car show and cruise, which... is one of our premier events. It is so cool. Get those kids out there with their little power wheels. They dress mm-hmm. up and they dress their cars up and they have their show over in the Stevens Building, mm-hmm. Stevenson Building, and then we'll go over there with our Sheriff's Reserves, which has a side by side with lights and siren. We escort them out, cruise through the park, and then we present them with medallions and awards. This year, this is kind of preliminary. We're pretty sure this is going to happen. It's called Broken Spoke. The guy that's got the Clydesdale, where he's going to be out there giving carriage rides. I believe it's like $5 a ride. I'm going down through here. Coffeeville Municipal Band.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be out there at 10 o'clock in the morning for probably a 30, 45 minute concert, which... kind of excited about that, you know. They want to come out and just kind of get their exposure and play. And I understand they're just really super good. So
that's what I've heard too. You guys still looking for volunteers, Mike?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We do have a group that's going to step up and help us this year. But Summer Celebration has over the 6 years has grown into something that we never believed it was going to grow into. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of people to put it on during the day. Once Summer Celebration starts moving into the day, it's just amazing how it just everything falls into place and everything goes well. Like Gail was saying, we also has the stage art dance group, the kids that dance, they come out. I don't know how they do it because it's 100 degrees and them young kids will be on that blacktop for 30 minutes.
Oh, kids dancing. Are resilient. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Keep them hydrated.
We have, I don't know how many merchandise vendors we have
tons
this
of
year.
Them.
Well, I would safely say it's going to be over 60. Mm-hmm. And so the whole park will be full of vendors. So
Be kind of like a shopping mall out there for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the water slides are there, so you can drop your kids off, let them get wet, and you know, everybody can go shopping. FOP, our local FOP, is putting on a cornhole competition. I'm hearing it's pretty big, but you can get a hold of, I don't have their phone number, Jason Cashler.
Mm-hmm.
Or just call up the police department and they can give you a number to who to get a hold of to get entered in that. It's going to be a big tournament.
They'll probably be able to enter that day out there.
Yeah, you can also enter that morning when you come out. The car show, like Gail said, it starts about 8 o'clock and ends about 3 o'clock. We usually get between 200 and 300 cars into the park that day.
And we've got real cool, unique trophies this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we did it.
Homemade, not store-bought.
None of these store-bought trophies. Yes. These are the real deal.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead. I was going to say, if somebody's interested in volunteering, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with me. My number is 620-252-8688. Get a hold of Mike Bradley, 620-988-0038. Or Andy Duncan is 620-515-1089. Or you can like us on Facebook or our Coffeeville Summer Celebration website.
Okay, so just go to Facebook and search for Coffeeville Summer Celebration. Cool.
Yes. Yeah. And then just message us. We're more than happy to take on the volunteers.
Yeah.
About 5:30, 6 o'clock, our music show starts. We'll be the Backroads Band and Retro Rockers. Always has a big following and
put on just a really, really diverse early rock country show.
Sounds great.
We just love them out there.
Yeah. Nobody can throw a party like a small town, you know? They couldn't do this in Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah.
But our fireworks show can outdo Kansas City.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Well, we're really, really lucky because my fireworks guys that I've always had to do this show. This is 15 years for me personally, mm-hmm. 6 years in Coffeeville. But, you know, we bomb and get our fireworks in January. Mm-hmm. So we're lucky, a lot luckier than a lot, to get in and get fireworks and get everything we want.
Okay.
You know, I have talked to several people that said that, you know, their show is either going to be short or no show because they can't find product.
Right, yeah.
Which, because of the pandemic and all that.
Didn't move early enough.
Yep.
Anyway, Backroads Band will start about, and Retro Rockers will start about 5:30, 6 o'clock. They'll play till probably around 9:30, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Bagwell has been so good to us the last few years. She comes out and we'll start our fireworks show with her singing the national anthem, and then a fireworks show just keeps getting bigger and better every year.
Well, it sounds like a hell of a party, guys. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap things up here?
I don't know. All I can say is just, you know, anybody, like going back to the volunteers, if anybody would like to come out and maybe help us park show cars or maybe help get some of these vendors in. And I guess one big thing,
mm-hmm.
this is absolutely free.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Free admission. Yeah. You come out, no charge to get in, no charge for parking. Car show registration is absolutely free. All of our events.
Yeah, cornhole. You have there's a cost to get into it, and the cruise after the car show, the poker run.
Right.
Then you have to pay to get in it. But
well, in the duck clash, you know. Yeah, you have buy ducks.
But everything else is absolutely free.
And if you don't want to go to the vendors and buy food, you don't have to. Pick a picnic basket. There's plenty of places to picnic there, mm-hmm. all day long. Bring the family, bring a canopy, bring bring lawn chairs and just enjoy the day with us. That's what it. That's what it's meant for, is just to give back to the community.
Excellent.
So.
But come out and
take part.
See our vendors.
Yeah,
That's what they're there for.
Patronize the vendors, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, Gail Smith, Mike Bradley, telling us all about the Coffeyville Summer Celebration. Thank you so much, fellas, for coming in. And hopefully once all is said and done, we can get you guys back in here and tell us success stories and what your plans are for next year.
All right.
Thanks for being with us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.